and this is All Things Considered on WFAE. I'm Nick Delicnell. Whether you want to taste the best of Charlotte or view it, there is plenty to do the second weekend in June. And joining me now to discuss what's on the agenda this weekend in entertainment is Andy Smith, arts and culture editor of Charlotte Magazine. Hi, Andy.
How you doing, Nick?
I'm well, thanks. So before we get to the food, let's start with Friday at Goodyear Arts. What's going on there?
Well, this is the third pie show from the curator team of Melody Rood and Grace Stott. Grace Stott is one of the Goodyear artists over there, one of the residents. And so what they do, the first one was apple pie, and then they had cherry pie, and this one is going to be peach pie. And this one specifically deals with womanhood and identity in the context of locality, meaning wherever the artists are from. And so you're going to see a lot of explorations through womanhood through various mediums, painting, sculpture, photography. One of the Goodyear co-founders, Amy Herman, will be featured in the show, her photography. And so it's just going to be a varied, sprawling, in sort of the Goodyear fashion, just a survey of what's out there right now, what people are doing.
And that's going to be Friday, 6 to 9 p.m.?
Yes, that is, the opening of the show.
At Goodyear Arts. And who are some of the artists that folks can look forward to seeing?
Well, one of the curators, Grace Stott, who does ceramic sculpture. We'll have her sculptures there. Amy Herman, like I said, photographer. And then there are also going to be people from across the U.S. And there's also Henna Nee, who is a artist who's done a lot of murals lately, but mostly does illustration through her Negative Nancy series, The Post Feels. So you're going to see that more pop style. You're going to see more realism style. You're going to see all sorts of genres sort of overlays here.
Speaking of the arts, the 15th annual Tony Awards viewing party is at the McLuhan Theater on Sunday. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, I think this is one of the special years because Evan Nobilzada, who is from Charlotte, is one of the people in the running for
right,
a Tony Award.
Hadestown, right.
Yeah, exactly. And this is her second nomination. And the first time she lost to Bette Midler, I believe. So it wasn't too bad of a loss there.
Right.
We're seeing, with Renee Rapp, a Northwest School of the Arts grad who just joined the cast of Mean Girls. We're seeing a lot of Charlotte actors enter the Broadway sphere in a really serious way. So I think it becomes sort of a hometown, more of a like a Super Bowl hometown kind of crowd than it would in previous years, I think.
Right. And so that's going to be June 9th on Sunday, of course,
yes,
at the McLuhan Theater, 8 p.m.
Yeah, doors at 7. So you can get in there, get some snacks going. And Kristen Miranda is going to be hosting it. She's from WBTV. So it's going to be a really fun night, almost like an award show itself. So
right. And starting this weekend also is the annual Taste of Charlotte. What do we need to know for that?
Well, more than 100 restaurant samples that you can try. I mean, this is one of those events every foodie in Charlotte looks forward to because you never get to try so many different restaurants in one setting like you can here. And it's over 6 blocks on Tryon. So it's this crazy, sprawling, huge festival. And it's always a good time.
And right, and that runs Friday through Sunday, I believe.
Friday through Sunday, yes.
Got it. Finally, Andy, do you have a shameless plug to add to this list of happenings
yes,
this weekend?
Yes, I do. Every year, Charlotte Magazine, we do the Best of the Best issue. It's every May. WFE has some winners, actually, this year. And so we get together and celebrate the issue. We celebrate the best of Charlotte. And so this year, that also includes the best musician, the one to watch, which would be Sianka, who's an R&B musician. And we also have Brad Panovich, the famous weatherman of Charlotte, hosting. And so it's going to be a night of a lot of great food from winners and entertainment. And it's just going to be a good time. The theme is all white. So everybody's been posting their outfits on Instagram. And it just looks like it's going to be a really great time this year. It's always a good time. It's at the Fillmore.
All right. That's Andy Smith, arts and culture editor for Charlotte Magazine. Andy, thanks so much.
Thank you, Nick.
And All Things Considered will continue in just a moment.